just mindful of the time and how I was going to follow that up. I'm just going to very quickly add to what Janice and Alex have said, but I don't want to take away from anything that they've said, because actually they've just said so much more from their experience than I can say from my experience. And I think this may be more helpful for some of you thinking about possibly your children and grandchildren and their life situations, and for yourselves or for those younger people around you. I do like a picture. Imagine this is a graph, plus, minus, and time. Okay? So, and this is life. Okay? And on this side, life is perfect. Okay? Life is ideal. Life is exceptional. We're unique and we're living life. And in the Western world and in our culture, a fulfilled life looks like that. It's always in the positive. And if we look at life as portrayed on Facebook, with that demand for a perfect life, and on social media, it's even higher than that. And if we believe the hype, and that if we can buy some more stuff, then we can eat even greater levels of fulfillment. And the reality is that it's a lie. It's unobtainable. And it's not life to the full. So down here, just to clarify, this would be those times that are hard and difficult in life. So the reality of life is a lot more like this. And the thing about Christianity, actually, for all those that would criticize it, is it recognizes the reality of life. Our Western culture tries to push an ideal that is unobtainable, a reality that is beyond grasp. Our Christian expectation, our Christian life, recognizes the reality of life, that actually sometimes we're here, and sometimes we're here, and sometimes we're here. And this is the real world. Well, we can have hard times, difficult times. In the reading from James, it gave that analogy of a farmer waiting patiently for the spring rains to come, for the autumn rains to come, and to get out of that winter time. And these are times when things are going better. And Christianity says that this is the fullness of life, that these highs and these lows and these in-between times are the fullness of life, not the attaining of an unattainable perfection. We may think that actually here is a full life, but actually here is just an uneventful life, with neither of the realities of life. And what Christianity provides us with is that opportunity to ask the question, who do we travel with? How do we travel through life? Because Christianity gives us the framework and opportunity to travel through life with ourselves, to travel through life with others, and to travel through life with God. Let's just go through the very first one, to travel with life with ourselves. In Western culture, we don't travel, it can become blurred, that traveling through life with ourselves, because actually we're trying to obtain the perfect life, so we can't be ourselves, because they have to be perfect always. We can't even be real with ourselves. As a Christian, we can say, this is me. This is the best of me, and this is the worst of me, and this is the normal everyday of me. We can travel with others. In the Western, and particularly through things like social media, and that cultural drive for presenting a perfect life and a perfect body and a perfect relationship, that culture encourages us to put a mask on, that mask of perfection. So we can't travel with others, because what we're trying to do is impress others, and we can't be honest with them. Two of the most honest things that we can say to someone travelling with us is help and thank you. And we can travel with God. And in a Western culture, we don't need God, because we can achieve perfection, or we can attempt to achieve perfection for ourselves. And travelling with God does not mean that the highs and the lows are wiped out. It means that we travel with somebody. And it means what we would have heard in the video from Janice and Alex, that we travel with somebody who's there to hold us, to protect us. A God who is full of compassion and mercy. We're going to stand to declare our faith in God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.